Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Chaf, Tamura 20, and today's Daf Yomi, we look at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. In the Mishnah that's going to come up on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, we're going to learn that there are five chatos, five sin offerings, that they cannot be brought as an offering, and the law is that they have to die. And those are the offspring of a chatos, the tamura of a chatos, a chatos whose owner died, a chatos who became older than a year, and a chatos whose owner became atoned through another chatos already. But our Mishnah is going to precede that by saying, what's the law with respect to a carbon asham? Because in the previous Mishnah, we discussed an asham which had to graze, which was there was a female animal that was designated as an asham. So our Mishnah sandwiched in between is going to discuss the law of an asham that has to graze. So our Mishnah says, Temuras asham, if you have an animal that was exchanged for an asham, whether or a male or a female that was the tamura of an asham, or a vlad tamura, or the offspring of that animal that was the tamura of an asham, or vladan, 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 ad sof kol ha'olam. Then we say all the future generations of that offspring of the tamura of the asham, is the law is yiru ad sheyistavu. It has to graze until it gets a blemish, and then v'yimachru, then you sell the animal into non-sacred hands, v'yipu damav v'nedava, and then you take its money and you use the money that was redeemed for that animal, and you place it in one of the shofaros in the temple, in the boxes in the temple, that they would put the money for purchasing communal offerings, communal ola offerings. And that's the position of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer argues with that and says, Yamusu, that Rabbi Eliezer is of the position that animal should just be allowed to die right away. You don't redeem it and sell it and take its money. Rabbi Elazar says, as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar says that what do you do? Yavi b'dameh ha'olos, that you redeem the money and you redeem the animal and you bring olos for its off, and you bring olos with it as an individual offering. So asham shemesu ba'alav, let's say there was an asham offering whose owner died, v'shechipru ba'alav, or the owner became atoned through another animal, yiru ad sheyistavu, you allow the animal to graze, v'yimachru v'yipu damav v'nedava, again, you sell it and you use it for a communal offering. Rabbi Elazar says, Yamusu. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you allow the animal to die. And Rabbi Elazar says, Yavi b'dameha olath. So you bring an individual ola offering for that animal. So the Mishnah continues and asks, what's really the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar? V'alo af nedava. The Tanakama says you bring a nedava, and that's also an ola. That voluntary offering is also an ola. So ma bein divrei Rabbi Elazar l'divrei chachamim. What's the distinction between the position of Rabbi Elazar, the position of the chachamim? So says our Mishnah, the difference is el bizman shehiba chova, when the animal comes as obligatory offering, when this ola is obligated upon the individual to be brought. So, like, for example, this excess offerings, according to Rabbi Elazar, then we say under those circumstances, that is somech aleha. Then if the animal is obligatory, then you require to do smicha on it, umevi nisachem, and you have to bring libations along with it, unisachem mishalo, and you have to pay for that. And imaya kohen, and if the person who had separated that animal was a kohen, then avodasav ora shalo, then we say he gets to do the service, and he gets to keep the hide of that animal. And even if it would not be his watch, he'd be allowed to do the service and to keep the hide. Ubizman shehinidava, but as like the Tanakhama said, that it's a communal offering, and it's in dava, and so therefore, what does he do? Eino somecha, there's no smicha, nobody lays their hands on it, because by a communal offering, there's no smicha. Ve'eino mevi ala nesachem, and there's no libations that accompany it. Unesachem mishal tzi, he doesn't bring libations, the individual person does not bring libations. Unesachem mishal tzibor, and the libations come from the communal offering. And afal pishu kohen, and even though the person who separated the animal to begin with was a kohen, we still say avodasa v'ora mishal anshe mishmar, that the work for it, that whoever gets to do the service for it, and the hide, that goes to, which he doesn't get priority on, that goes to the people of that watch. Comes along in the Gemara of Nachman says Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuah, that this dispute between all these three Tanoim in our mission, between the Chacham and the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar, that is only about whether or not an offspring of a Temura is supposed to graze or die. That is only La'achar Kapar. That is only after the person achieved an atonement with another Asham. However, if it would be prior to the Kapara, Avlefnei Kapara, before the person brought another Asham, then Divrei HaKol Hu Atzmo Yikrav Asham. And everybody says that that person can take this offspring of the Temura and bring it as a carbon Asham. So Rava immediately responds and he says, Shtei Tshuvos B'davar. And he says, there's two reasons why I reject that. First of all, Chada, in Adam Miskaper B'davar Abba, a person can never achieve atonement through something that came via a sin. And since the Temura animal came as a result of the prohibition of Vol Yachlifenu, Vol Yamir, that you're not allowed to do a Temura, how can it be that this Temura ever comes to serve as an atonement? And so then the second thing is Rava cites a brisa, but the fundamental principle the Rabbi teaches us as Ein Adam Mischaper B'davar B'Avera. A person can never achieve an atonement through something that comes via a sin. And so therefore, we must bear this in mind when we're trying to seek atonement and a connection to Hashem. It's impossible that in any way a person can be Mischaper through something that came via a sin. Ein Adam Mischaper B'davar B'Avera.